SRN News, I'm John Scott. Susie Wiles is President-elect Donald Trump's pick as White House Chief of Staff. Wiles was co-chair of Trump's third presidential campaign. That was considered his most disciplined and smoothly run. She ran his 2016 and 2020 campaigns in Florida. As the dust settles from this week's national elections, the issue of illegal immigration is being touted as resonating the most strongly with Americans nationwide. On the Salem Media Group program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Mark Mitchell, chief pollster for Rasmussen Reports, says the immigration issue was off the charts with voters.
We asked, would you rather support 100% deportation candidate or 100% amnesty candidate? And deportation wins in the battlegrounds by like 53 to 36. And it's an overwhelming majority of Hispanics that support 100% deportation. So this is the kind of thing that Donald Trump's been running on for 8 years. And it sounds like an anathema to people in D.C., but it's what the voters want. They want these people gone.
Mark Mitchell's full interview will be heard on This Week on the Hill on radio stations this weekend and starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, Southern California firefighters working to contain a wildfire that has destroyed 132 structures in 2 days. They could be assisted by a forecast of fierce wind gusts easing. The mountain fire started Wednesday morning in Ventura County and has grown to 32 square miles. It was 7% contained this morning, the cause of the fire not determined. And Hurricane Rafael is swirling over the Gulf of Mexico, where it's expected to break apart after plowing through Cuba. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 243 points, but the Nasdaq down nearly a dozen. This is SRN News. Another church attack in Canada.
Vandals have launched a third assault on a Polish Catholic house of worship in Edmonton, smearing it with graffiti and twice trying to burn it down. No one knows why Holy Rosary Church has become the target of such repeated attacks, but Canadian churches all across the country are in the crosshairs. In the last 3 years, arsonists have tried to burn down at least 24 churches, and others have been the subject of different kinds of vandalism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska was the only state to have a pro-life and a pro-abortion amendment before the voters on Tuesday, and the pro-life measure won resoundingly. That means the state's current ban on abortion after the first 12 weeks of pregnancy is part of the state constitution. Nebraskans rejected the competing amendment that would have established the right to have an abortion until the point that an unborn baby could survive outside the womb. This is SRN News. An inauguration ceremony has taken place in Botswana for the newly elected president.
The national anthem of Botswana on a day when the country's democracy was celebrated. Trotting white horses accompanied the new president, Duma Boko, on a lap of the stadium. He then spoke of unity. When some in the crowd booed his predecessor, Mokgweetsi Masisi, President Boko urged them to give him some love for showing statesmanship by handing over power. It could be seen as a message for the region. In neighbouring Zimbabwe, opposing the government often comes with a violent response, and there's instability in Mozambique following allegations of a rigged election.
BBC correspondent Will Ross. The foreign ministers of Greece and Turkey say that recent efforts to smooth the frequently volatile ties between the neighboring countries and regional rivals are bearing fruit, although significant differences do remain. Both Greece and Turkey are members of NATO. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.